Mr. Jones, Lionel Jones, L-I-O-N-E-L Jones. Mr. Jones is a, let's say today's visit is 6'4", and he was born 6/30/66. He's a 58-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with history of COPD, hypoxemia. He's currently on 2 liters of oxygen. With 2 liters of oxygen, his vitals are stable, O2 sat's 94%, and blood pressure 130 over 91. A pulse is 100, period. He also suffers from HIV infection with a low CD4 count. He tells me he's been quite weak to the point that he hasn't gone to the HIV clinic and has been pretty much homebound, period. New paragraph. His LMAC is at 24 centimeter. He's short of breath. He continues to smoke, but not around oxygen, he tells me. He's using nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day, mainly at nighttime, where his shortness of breath gets worse. He has bouts of confusion. His caretaker tells me that at night he doesn't know where he is or what he's doing. He has a tendency to walk around. He has a KPS score of 40%. He's at a high risk of fall when he walks. He's tired and short of breath at all times. He complains of agitation as well and air hunger. He has a 1+ pupil edema bilaterally related to his pulmonary hypertension, period. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. Jones. With history of end-stage COPD, history of dental caries, cardiac murmur, E. coli bacteremia, recurrent pneumonia, recurrent falls, weakness, cirrhosis, and low CD4 count from previous notes, period. He also has multiple hospitalization because of COPD and exacerbation of COPD and pneumonias in the past. He's lost weight. He's lost at least 5 pounds. He looks very thin. I explained to him that his weight loss is unavoidable given his diagnosis, period. He will not quit smoking till he dies, he tells me. Given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.